You're listening to the audio production of The Kissing Bridge by Tricia Goyer, published by Zondervan and read by Catherine O'Rooney.
Chapter 1. Her brooder's soft whimper just outside the bedroom door alerted Rebecca Troyer to Claude's injury. She threw the door open to find Claude standing there with tousled hair, flecks of straw from head to toe, and a rumpled shirt. Tears made clean trails down dirty cheeks. He held up his finger to show blood seeping from a small gash. Rebecca stepped out into the hallway onto the whitewashed wooden floor. "What you do this time?" She knelt beside her 7-year-old brooder and sighed. He'd not only cut himself, he'd also torn the sleeve of the new shirt Mem had just sewn for him. Mending that would be more work for Mem, especially since Rebecca was leaving today. Guilt piled upon her shoulders as an invisible weight. "I was trying to get the mama cat," Cloud's large brown eyes fixed on hers. "Her kittens were crying, and she needed to feed them. The mama was up in the loft." Compassion welled up, and Rebecca opened her arms. Cloud stepped into them. She squeezed, breathing in the scent of boyish sweat and barn, and tears rimmed the edges of her eyelids. Her lips parted slightly, but no words emerged. "I'm going to miss you, Claude." She wished she could speak those words and tell him she'd be back someday. Back with a degree, with knowledge, and their whole community the better for it. Claude whimpered and pulled back slightly, and she squeezed his shoulders tighter, knowing it was one of the last hugs she'd be giving him for a while. She released him, pushing him back to where she could get a good look at him. Her gaze narrowed. Her breath.